Oh, hi. I don't know how to start this at all. All of a sudden, my brain freezes, kind of, but then thinks of 20,000 things at once. Like, or, that you have chocolates sitting in your kitchen and you really want to eat them, but yet you are holding back and instead turning on your microphone. Just so many thoughts flooding at once that causes me to freeze. So this can only mean one thing, that I am choosing to answer a questionnaire, and I haven't done this really. Well, I did one a long time ago. And I deleted it. So maybe this one will stick. Maybe I will keep my rambling and just get used to it. So the questionnaire I'm doing is by Pulsating Clouds, and it's the Rarely Awesome, Never Dared Out of the Mind Random Questionnaire. Okay, just got to do this. Question one, how are you right now? My hands are cold and my feet are cold, but my heart is warm. So all in all, I would say I'm doing pretty good. Question two, when answering a questionnaire, do you have answers ready, have an idea of the questions, or go in totally blind? I go in totally blind. I get really excited in general about things, and that usually shows all over my face and maybe all over my voice. I can't really tell. I just know that my face can't hide a damn thing. So it's kind of similar when I see something on GWA or Backstage or Pillow Talk or wherever I'm roaming, and I see a little bit at the beginning. Maybe this makes me sound terrible because I also guess it means that I judge things pretty quickly. But usually I judge them to be awesome. I'm so sorry. I think my soul sister is Dwight, and so I was about to say I judge them to be admirable, not impish, but I need to control myself. So I read something. Like the beginning of a questionnaire, maybe I read the first question or two, and I'm like, yes, doing it, jumping right in, without really scrolling down and reading the rest. So sometimes I do that just like picking out something that I'm gonna try, and then I'll hit record having not read the bottom half, and sometimes it gets really interesting. Very interesting. I'm like, whoa. I'm not sure I signed up for this. And then I get into it. Question three. What was your first submitted work on GWA, excluding comments? Yeah, excluding comments and verifications. Were you proud of the outcome? I have a really terrible memory, and for some reason I'm trying to test my memory right now instead of going to look. So I'm just going. Do, 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 do. I like to come up with songs to narrate my life. And it was I Wait by, it was a script written by Submissive. Bleh. Oh, so sorry. A script written by Submissives. Because I love that name, but I just stumble over my own big lips all the time. So, was I proud of it? Yeah, I would say I was proud of it. Especially because I think it sparked a little something that made me want to keep doing more. And if that's not a good outcome, I don't know what is for a first one. Question four, what is something in your life that you never thought would happen? Oh my gosh. For a long time, I thought I'd never go on a plane. because the first time I went on a plane, and sorry, you might be able to hear my neighbor's water. I'm thinking that's water. Okay, I have to share something with you. So I moved into a new place where I'm not used to this, but it's like everyone who lives around you like lives right around you, like so many walls touching. I'm used to my previous place, I only shared one wall. And I find this so strange that every time I'm in my bathroom, so is my neighbor. I don't really know her that well. I'm one of those weird people that I like to thank people for doing things that just seem common sense. So like when I first moved in, some of my mail got delivered to her accidentally. And I'm assuming it's a her. Because she decorates her door with wreaths for the holidays, and I don't know any man who does that. But if you are a man listening to this and you do that, please correct me. Anyway, so I baked her cookies because I wanted to make a friend and also to say thank you for giving me my mail when she could have kept it for herself and had a nice new outfit because I online shop. I baked her cookies and either squirrels ate it and she never got them or she just doesn't really want to be my friend. But eventually we're going to have to become best of friends because, like I said, every time I'm using the bathroom, when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, when I'm brushing my teeth at night, when I'm using the bathroom for other reasons, she's in the fucking bathroom every time. Either that or she just lives in there. In which case, I should probably go and knock on her door and make sure she's okay. But I totally forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all to say that if you hear something, it's my neighbor. But now, this is my voice, and I'm answering question 4, which was, for a long time, I never thought I'd get on a plane, because the first time I got on a plane, I was 21. Yeah, I was 21 before I ever got on a plane, which is surprising for a lot of people. And it wasn't because I was ever scared of flying or like homesick or something like that. I just never had the opportunity until I was 21 and I was like, I'm busting out of this town, you know, that kind of whole jazz. So it was really, really funny. Sometimes I talk too much when I'm nervous, and so I went with a friend, and we were sitting up front, and we were talking to the stewardess or the flight attendant, whatever one's correct to say, and telling her, and I think she kind of treated me like a 4-year-old from that point on, just like always checking in on me to make sure I'm okay, but for good reason too, because I was acting a little bit childish. At first, when we took off, which is one of my favorite feelings, is taking off in a plane. I love that, like, force that brings you back into the seat. And you're like, yes, I'm in the air. So anyway, the first time I was on this plane and I was sitting beside my friend who had been on many a flight before. And I look out the window and see, in the beginning, I was a window seat person. And now that I am thoroughly cultured and have taken so many plane rides, I'm an aisle person now, for sure, especially long flights. Anyway, so I'm sitting by the window, and I look out, and we're in the clouds, and I'm flipping out. I turn to my friend with this huge smile on my face, and I go, oh my gosh, we're in the clouds, oh my gosh. And I'm just dying. And so after I calm myself down a little bit and we're talking some more, and then a couple minutes later, I look back out the window and it's Groundhog's Day. I flip out even more because we were above the clouds at that point, and this is going to make me sound really, for lack of a better word, stupid. Because it makes it seem like I didn't know how planes work. And I guess maybe a little bit I didn't know how planes worked. I can't believe I'm admitting this to the internet. the internet takes no pity. And so we were above the clouds, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're above the clouds. And I passed out right then. No, I didn't pass out. I was just unbelievably happy, like a child. So I never thought that that would happen, which explains, I guess, why I got so excited by it. And I like to say now that I'm making up for lost time because I fly constantly now. And sometimes I grumble and I hate it. And I sound like Joe Pesci in Home Alone. Like with typical airport drama. But all in all, I think it's pretty amazing. And so I'm very happy that I got to do that, that that did happen, even though I thought it wouldn't for a very long time. Question 5, how old were you when you first fell in love with someone and how did it feel? I know I was in high school. I can't entirely remember how old I was. Maybe I was like 14, 15, something around there. And it felt giddy. That's the only word that comes to mind, is I was just giddy all the time. Question 6. What is one of your biggest fears? And tell us a story of you experiencing it. So the fears, I mean, there's like fear of certain things, right? Like when I was younger, preschool, little kid, super afraid of snakes. My mom would tell me the teacher would write letters home anytime that they read a book that had a snake in it because I would get so scared. Until one day, a friend of mine, I don't think this was until like middle school, a friend of mine had a pet snake. And I got to look at it and I got to pick it up and touch it. And I got to look away whenever she fed it because that was too sad for me. But just me getting to experience it in real life and realize, one, it's not going to kill me and it's not after me to hurt me. But more importantly, that it's just another creature that, you know, is deserving of living on this world and not deserving of fear anytime someone looks at it, got me over that really quick. And so other things similar to that have happened. Like I used to be, I still am really, really afraid of heights, but I push myself when I go hiking, even if that means that I have to. For some reason, going down a mountain is harder for me than going up with my fear of heights. So I have no shame in being that person when you're going down a mountain to sit on your bottom and just scoot along during the tricky parts. So that's another fear, but I guess if we want to get more deep than that, I have a fear of being judged critically, being judged harshly. So I have a huge fear of public speaking, if you can believe it. I guess that might be a little hard since I'm talking your ear off now and you're a public of an indefinite number. But I'm also in my robe right now, barefoot, in my bedroom. So I'm pretty damn comfortable. But I really hate speaking in front of public, in front of crowds or just a couple of people even, or even just one or two people that I don't know very well because I'm pretty shy. So I remember in college, we had to do this, something with like graduating with honors. We had to do a project of sorts and then present our findings in front of whoever showed up, and also be scored on it. And that was probably the biggest speech I had to give outside of typical, you're in one particular class and 30 people are going to listen to you. This was huge. And I was so nervous. I couldn't eat for the whole day beforehand. And I had breakdowns before. I'm getting so personal with this, aren't I? Wow. I had breakdowns before. I had a friend who had to do a similar presentation for this. And so we would practice together weeks beforehand giving our presentation, and I had breakdowns in the middle of it. I'd say two words in practice just with her, and she's my closest friend of all. So I knew she wasn't going to judge me, but it just felt so overwhelming. But then when I actually did it, they recorded me too, and I have to this day never watched the recording. I just can't. But I guess this is just me in a terrible roundabout, very lengthy way of saying, when you have a fear, when you face it, it sucks. And if you're anything like me and you have a lot of anxiety and a lot of nerves in general, even for things that aren't huge fears, when you're facing one that is, it feels so daunting and numbing, and you will never pass through it, but you do. And some of them are like the snakes, where now I go around, I see a snake, I get happy, and I want to touch it, and I want it to be my friend, right? And this might get a little sexual, but please don't take it that way. And some of them might be heights and hiking, and you just have to find your crutch to get through it, but it doesn't mean that you're going to forfeit the view of the summit. And then some of them are the public speaking, where I will still do everything in my power to avoid it, but sometimes it's unavoidable and you just muddle through and you never think about it again. You never watch that damn tape and you erase it from your memory, if at all possible, until the next time you have to do it. So it's different levels of fears, different levels of working through it, but we all get through it. And if I can, so can you. I feel like Mr. Rogers. Question 7. Do you think you've heard the best music? Am I reading that right? Do you think you've heard the best music you have, or that some unknown track is out there to blow your mind? Oh, absolutely. There's more music out there to blow my mind. Absolutely. I feel very fortunate to have been raised by the mother that raised me for many reasons. A huge one being that she raised me on Motown and Bob Dylan and everything else that goes around that time period, right? So I feel like I started off at a very good foundation of soulful, powerful, melt your mind music for the purpose, yeah? But that doesn't stop me from getting so excited when I find something new. Question 8, at what point did your favorite TV series become your favorite TV series? This is a hard question. I was just talking about this last night with, if you can't tell by my accent, I'm American and I love football, American football. I'm getting into other football a lot, actually, but I digress. So I went to a Super Bowl viewing party, and there were people there that I knew and the people there that I didn't. And something that I usually end up talking about with people that I don't know is, asking them what show they're watching, especially because I'm late to the game for a lot of things. I didn't have cable for a very long time. And so I just started and finished watching Downton Abbey. And since I just finished, I was asking people last night for recommendations of shows to watch. And then that leads itself into the conversation of top 5 shows of all time. What's your point of view? That's so hard, right? Because I don't know which one of you say things like The Wire or Breaking Bad or Doctor Who, The Office. So I'm not sure which one of those or other ones that aren't coming to mind as quickly would be my favorite. But I think for any of them, when it gets to the point that I am quoting them, that's when I know it's one of my favorites. Like, this is the order of things. I'll be watching the episode, something really funny will happen, and I'll say it out loud right back to the screen because it's just too funny to only be said once. And then it gets to the point where I'll talk about it with other people who've watched the show and quote that part. Oh my God, that part was so great, right? And then it gets to the point where it is fully incorporated into my vernacular. And anytime that I'm talking about anything, my mind makes this metaphor, simile, to that quote as if it's totally rational and normal to implant it into normal conversation. So that's when it's really solidified itself as my favorite. When it's just part of my everyday dialogue. Question 9. What is a weird, pointless talent that you have? How did you discover it? Again, I don't want to say because I don't want it to be put to the test and I have to embarrass myself. But I have this talent of, I can listen to a song and like the first time that I'm listening to it, I can pick up the lyrics really quickly. I'm really good at remembering lyrics, but I can kind of pick them up in the middle of a song even without having heard the song before. And then in a similar vein, I am pretty damn good at making my own like spoof lyrics. Like when you take a song and you change the lyrics to fit whatever situation that you're in at that moment. Usually it's funny, but sometimes it's not. I just start rewriting lyrics to songs to fit moments. 'Cause I'm so cool. Question 10. How many of these questions do you think you've answered on other questionnaires? Like how many of these have been asked before? I don't spend a lot of time looking at questionnaires, so they all seem pretty novel to me. Bonus, if you're recording an audio, perform one of your favorite parts of a film. Don't mention the film so we can get... Ooh, hoo, hoo. This is fun. Yes. Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. The flames on the side of my face, heaving breaths. I love that part so much, and I love that character, and I love that movie, and I really hope you guess what it is. Okay, so that was me jumping around, being really rambly, answering 10-ish questions. Oh, how do you end these things? Just thank you. you made it to the end, so now I'm gonna share the chocolate in my kitchen with you. One of those, that's all, folks. And then I turn into a cartoon. I'm not really sure. We'll have to work on this. I'll just have to answer more questions, become more familiar. But I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you, and I hope that you're smiling.